Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Ladd wedged off the puck. Puck taken back by Campbell, left point. Drops it to Kane on the left half boards. Here's Kane now, juking his way to the right, lower left corner. Should he score? Oh, no, that's turned wide by Layton. Loose puck in the crease. And now it's in the net. They score!
They score!
The Hawks win the Stanley Cup! The Hawks win the Stanley Cup. Layton is down on his knees in the goal crease. And that one looked like it slid past him into the net. They're going to go and take a look. They're going to take a look upstairs.
Back of the net.
It's in the back of the net. The Hawks have won the Stanley Cup.
Welcome back.
I got to be honest. Your dreams. And I don't think Canner would, you know, be this upset about it.
Welcome back.
I think that's your goal.
Did you take
the puck? The puck was missing forever. Did you take the puck?
I do have it. I got to wait a few more years to let everybody know that, though.
Brian Campbell's here. All right, so take me through the coming home part. I mean, I think the answer's fairly obvious. You took a little less money, well, a lot less money, to come here because you love this. This is your home, and you want to win another cup. But you got a great young team in Florida. Was it tough to leave?
Yeah, the guys there are great. I think it was just a lot of good kids there and people that I'm going to miss. But I don't know. I think for me, it's just I think it's I played a lot of years in the league, and it's tough. We have a 1 and 3 year old, and I think it was just the best part was to be able to come back here, and you know, no more flying for my wife. And I know my kid, my daughter, starting preschool, and I know it's only preschool, but for her to be in the school with hopefully her friends for the next 30, 40, whoever knows how many years, something
stable life.
Yeah, I could provide, and plus I'm playing for the Blackhawks. It's I got a chance to win, and you know, I hope to be, you know, a Blackhawk now for life, and never leave this area, and never leave this organization. So,
how about that, Hawks fans love hearing that. Don't
so,
you?
I don't know. I just felt it was just time. It was just for us. It was going to be where we're going to be the happiest.
I know it was tough to leave because you and I talked when you left town quite a bit, and you know, it is what it is because of the salary cap and everything else. But to have you back now, does it seem like it's been, what, it's been
five years? Yeah, some days it does feel like five.
Well, part of it, though, is because, you know, full house every night here. And you guys played, and now I know this year was different, but early on when you got there.
Yeah, it was a challenge.
There weren't a lot of people in there watching you play.
No, we had a pretty good team our first year there, and then it kind of tailed off. And last couple of years has been a lot better, but you know, it's just, it's not hockey. It is, but it's just not the same.
Well,
you're
it's 80 and sunny outside, you know, every day.
But you're not playing in a, I don't know, I've played so many years in Buffalo. That's a hockey town. Here's a sports hockey town, I think, and a sports town. It's just, to be a part of that and to be a part of that, this family is, you know, there's no better one out there in the league. So for us to be able to be excited, you know, my wife's like, I'm so excited to bring our kids to the game, and for her to come to the game, and there's a buzz every day, whether it's July or if it's, you know, December, January, and hopefully there's a huge buzz in June. So
I saw you last off season in the building, and we talked a little bit, and it seemed like this was a hope you had in your head then. I mean, I know you weren't talking about it then, but were you hoping the chips would fall this way back then?
Yeah, it's been like that for a few years. You know, it's special for us, and you know, it's you know, I've always had it in the back of my mind, and now to have it here, it's just a great feeling to be able to wake up and train and be getting ready for this season to be the best I can be.
It's going to be a fun year, as I said many times, and I want to get Andre and Dave in here after the news. You know, we don't want to miss a second of summer, but we can't wait for you guys to get back, and here we are 2 weeks from convention.
Yeah,
it's going to be fast after that.
Yeah, it always is once this period goes through, and you know, it's once August hits, you're back on the ice every day, grinding it out and getting ready for training camp. So it's always hockey is always on people's minds, especially guys that are getting ready for it.
Last thing before the news, and Dave and Andre, I'm sure you see this as well. We do events all the time for charities and different things, and invariably there's sports giveaways. And, you know, as the MC, you know, how many Hawks fans are in the house? How many Bears fans are in the house? Whatever. I promise you, this is not an exaggeration at all. The Bears used to get the ultimate roar. This is always a Bears town. The Cubs got louder this year for obvious reasons at the end of last year. there's no louder roar at these events than for Hawks gear and Hawks stuff. Point being, this is, in my opinion, and I'm a homer, but in my opinion, this is as much a Hawks town as it is a Bears town or a Cubs town. It's through the roof.
Yeah,
and you were a part of that at the beginning.
Yeah, it's amazing what has happened. So,
I mean, when you came here from Buffalo, there was a lot of work to do to build that thing.
Yeah, I think the year before they started getting going, and now, you know, the first year I was here, it was sold out every night, and I think you could just see it just kind of rumbling through the city, and I feel like it's going to a Hawks game. I don't know what other event is better for live sports and the excitement and what comes with it and the anthem and everything. It's just, you know, you have to be in there in your seat before the game.
Yeah.
And you have to be ready, and you're not leaving your seat.
It's the best. It's absolutely the best. More with Brian Campbell coming up.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Campbell's got the rebound. Up ahead it goes. Jokinen through center. And Huberto on the wing. Jokinen to the net. The drop for Campbell for the win. Yes, sir! Brian Campbell ends it off the feed from Huberto. Win in Detroit again.
One of the heaviest shots for any defenseman in the National Hockey League. A bullet. And I've given you this compliment before, Brian Campbell, as we welcome you back to the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know if you were a hoops fan as a kid growing up in the 90s. Did you like basketball?
Yeah.
One of the great things, and Dave will back me up on this, was to see Scottie Pippen dribble a basketball. Scottie Pippen had this flow and this speed to him where it looked like the ball was a yo-yo. It was just attached to him. When you go end-to-end with the puck, it feels like the same thing. Right. Are you still that fast?
I better be. I hope so. I feel all
right. Right. Have they timed you lately? Because
no,
I did. I used to put a jug speed gun on him when he'd go end-to-end. One of the fastest guys in the league by far. Is that where a lot of your duty is going to come from?
I think for me it's about moving pucks, getting them into the hands. I feel like I can get back and get pucks and get it out of our zone. So hopefully we're not spending as much time. We're getting it up into the right hands and take it from there. So it's
how's your shot?
I don't have the greatest shot, but
what are you talking about? You got a great shot.
It's okay.
Q used to yell at you because you wouldn't take shots at times.
Well, that's some things never change, I guess.
Well, we look forward to you pulling the trigger. Let's get Andre and Dave in here.
Well, let's. You just mentioned puck possession is so important with this team. You're used to it. You know what is expected here. How much does that help coming here, even though you've been gone for a few years?
Yeah, I think it's definitely. I know a lot of the chemistry in the players. I think also I know how Q wants to play. You know, it's always love playing a puck possession game and keeping the puck and making the right plays from there. So I'm hoping I can fit in pretty seamlessly and get back into the fold. So you know, I think my qualities that I have done throughout my whole career are going to benefit this team.
I think the fans are super psyched, too, especially because everybody knows you. I mean, this is your hometown.
We got some great texts, too, from people. Welcome back, Brian. Welcome back, Brian.
I got a couple, too. My friend used to teach with your wife and says, you know, hello to everybody. So that's got to be exciting for you to be back on the social level, too, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that hurts. I think, you know, my whole street and where I live in Western Springs is pretty pumped up about it. And you know, I think it's exciting. You know, every day it's exciting where, you know, I think I haven't had that in a number of years. And, now it's going to be fun coming to the rink every day and the enthusiasm and the crowds. But, you know, I think, you know, definitely, the excitement around my area, my street is there. And
problem is the neighbors are all going to want tickets now.
Yeah. They'll come for you for those.
Yeah, okay.
You get the pink sweaters for your daughters, too?
We'll be getting everything, I'm okay. Sure.
No, that's a great point, right? Because your Brian Campbell jerseys, if you haven't worn it lately, get those sweaters back out
right.
Again.
Hey.
Did the fact that Pete Hassan is in a management position potentially keep you from coming back, or did you look the other way on that?
100% the reason I came back was for Pete Hassan.
Oh, is that right? Okay, sure it was.
Pete is, I've known Pete a long time.
Yes, you have.
He's an unbelievable person, and he's a big asset for the Blackhawks. He works there, and he used to work for the Buffalo Sabres when I was there. So I've known he's seen me.
A couple of Buffalo guys.
Yeah, he's seen me at my 20-year-old age. So it's We have
been around a long time.
Yeah. It's
and great. McDonough and Blunk and all the guys on the hockey operations side, along with the guys on the ice. I mean, they're all thrilled, as we are, to have you back. I want to thank in particular, well, there's two people. Brandon Faber, who just left for a communications job with the Chicago Bears. One of those Faber luck, because he's a great guy. But I couldn't be more thrilled for Adam Ragowin. Adam Ragowin, who busts his tail and takes 900 phone calls a day from going, "Hey, Adam, can you get Brian Campbell on his show?" And manages to balance it all without having his head explode. Adam Ragowin is the boss in charge of this stuff now, and we couldn't be more thrilled for Adam. But more importantly than Adam, his son Gavin is I believe, a year old today.
Today, yeah.
1 year old today. Aww. And if I have this right, wasn't born in this hour. Now, I was at the hospital.
You were not. Oh,
no, no, I really wasn't. But congratulations, Adam, on the job, and happy birthday, Gavin, as well. Dave?
Well, you mentioned earlier, Brian, everything that goes into a game at the United Center and the anthem. What's it like to come back here as a visiting player after having experienced all of that?
No, it's got to suck.
I think you're definitely, there's an intimidation factor. You know how good the team has been and is going to continue to be. So I think it's definitely, you know, you hear that and you know you better be prepared right away because the team comes at you pretty quick on home ice. So, you know, it's, you know, I think you're also a little bit jealous, you know, like no other team has that. And there's some loud buildings out there, but I think Chicago, the atmosphere of it all is truly number one. So I think you're jealous of the fact that you wish you could play in that atmosphere every single night.
Some of the balance of power has shifted. You remember just two or three seasons ago, the East was a mess. And now, you know, the Caps are really strong. Obviously, the friggin' Penguins just won another cup. But the East has gotten much stronger. There seems to be better balance throughout the league. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it's. I think obviously the West is still kind of known as being maybe the better conference but with some of the teams, and obviously the Panthers and the Lightning, and those teams are playing pretty good hockey right now, so it's kind of coming. But I still definitely feel the West is a little stronger.
I also want to say hi to a mutual friend of ours who couldn't be a better guy, Billy Nestle from Wilson Golf. And just a quick story of how you know, big shots end up playing golf together. So Brian hadn't played golf in a long time. This goes back to, I don't know, 2008. Didn't play regularly, I should say. And I said, there's a buddy of mine who's this up-and-comer at Wilson Golf, really good player, played at DePaul, handsome devil, Billy Nestle. And I said, why don't you and I and Billy go play at the beautiful White Eagle Golf Club? So we go out to the beautiful White Eagle Golf Club, and we play. Now, granted, you know, because I'm a little older than these guys, it was kind of like dad taking the boys golfing. But we're out there playing. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We had a really good time. Okay, fast forward 10 minutes later, I'm out of here, and Brian gets traded to Florida. Well, in the meantime, Billy Nestle has leveraged the relationship into being Jonathan Toews' long-lost brother.
His bestie.
He's like hanging out with Taser nonstop now. He's hanging out with everybody on the team. Do I get an invite? Do I get a phone call? Do you get an invite? Do you
get a phone invite. Call?
It's unbelievable. Do you remember when Billy Nestle used to talk to us?
I do remember. I wish he would give us. He still has my number, but I never hear from him.
He's the best. And Wilson Golf, reinventing that company as well, and he's a big part of it.
They're doing well.
They're doing very well.
Good product.
Nice to see you, buddy. You're always welcome here. I hope we can do a lot of this coming season, because I really feel like, you know, the reality show that you had and the movie roles you got were because of me.
I appreciate that, Steve. I'm up early in the morning, so.
Well, that's the thing. I was thinking, well, we're never going to get Soup on the show because you're up. You got a 1 and a 3-year-old. You're up anyway.
6 o'clock comes around.
I'm not even here then.
Time to go.
He's going, please get me out of the house.
We couldn't be more thrilled that you're back.
I appreciate that.
And really mean it. You know that. And the Hawks are thrilled as well. So we'll have fun. We'll see you next week at the convention.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
9:19. Going to teach us some stuff. Our friend David Hochberg, by the way, Blackhawks season ticket holder. Will join us next on 720 WGN.